The Carnival Witches by L.D. Burr. Narrated by Natalie Grace Line. Professionally edited by Shelley Wagnitz. Copyright 2022. This story is dedicated to Susan, my mom, who made up the best on-the-spot stories when those trips in the car seemed too long. Sometimes the cauldrons stir themselves. Now and again, the brooms fly alone. A wicked witch is easy to spot, or maybe not. As a rule, you can pick out a witch by her pointy black hat. Certainly, they have green skin, warts, and gowns with short capes. Gruella, Prusella, Drusilla, and a young witch who went by Matilda could not be mistaken. They were witches. Even so, no one gave them a thought. And why ever not? These were not your everyday witches. These clever ladies owned a traveling show. Their show had magicians, lion tamers, and men who juggled fire. People came from near and far to see dancing bears and the man who could swallow swords. Believe it or not, there was even a choir of singing frogs. After every show, the witches hosted a special tasting event. The townsfolk were invited into a tent where the witches shared their Rannus Razzle treat. Imagine your favorite candy or sweet. That's what you tasted when you drank the bubbling brew. Just a sip of Rannus Razzle potion would do the trick. Poof! That charming little drink turned every last person into a frog. Never trust a wicked witch.
"How many frogs tonight, Drusilla?"
asked Gruella, staring at herself in a funhouse mirror.
"My green skin has faded.
Drat, I need more essence of frog."
"We have enough frogs," assured Drusilla. "Still, have you noticed? Somehow our frogs keep disappearing."
The witch was busy combing out the straw of her broom because knots in the straw can keep a broom from flying. Gruella smirked at her reflection.
"I think one of our singing frogs is helping the others to escape."
"Leaping lily pads! A choir of frogs should never be trusted," cried Prusella.
"What?"
exclaimed Matilda, looking up from her potion book. She was studying how to change a pumpkin into a coach.
"Do you really think the frogs are that smart?"
Drusilla cackled.
"There is only one way to find out. Matilda, you should befriend one of the frogs. Find out what you can."
"That is an excellent plan," said Matilda.
The young witch started visiting the frogs in their carnival tent. She took them treats, chocolate-covered flies. She went to their choir rehearsals. She wrote them new songs. She read them bedtime stories. She sewed them blankets, making lily pad quilts. On occasion, she took them for rides on her broom. Matilda made a very good spy. She even learned how to ribbit talk.
Pollywogs!
That's how she made friends with a frog named Hop. Pitter-patter, down came the rain one day while Matilda and Hop were out for a walk. Matilda scooped up the frog and dropped him deep into her pocket. From that day on, Hop was always with Matilda. He never revealed himself to the other witches. He had the sense that they were wicked. Hidden in Matilda's pocket, Hop learned all about spells, bewitching, and what simmers in a cauldron.
"Ribbit, ribbit,"
said Hop to Matilda, taking her by surprise one day. The young witch started to cry. Hop had called her beautiful, and Matilda didn't know why. Witches were not beautiful. Their skin was green and bumpy. Every witch had at least one wart on her face.
"Croak,"
called out Hop as he led her out of the tent through the secret frog exit. Finally, Matilda had found the frog getaway. She followed Hop down the road to a nearby pond.
"Ribbit croak,"
he said. Matilda looked down. She gasped, seeing her real self for the first time in the mirror of the pond. All this time, the witches had been looking at themselves in the funhouse mirrors. At the pond, Matilda realized she was not ugly.
"Ribbit," said Hop. "You are beautiful," he told her again. "Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit,"
roughly translated. "You don't need essence of frog." The two stared at each other in the reflecting pond. The choir frog started to sing to Matilda. That's when the young witch had a change of heart.
"Stop!" cried Matilda. "I was sent to find out how the frogs are getting away. They are on to you and all your frog friends. You have to leave now. Quick, I can take you on my broom far away."
Hidden behind a tree, Prusella's broom heard it all. The broom snuck away.
Croak!
Hop refused to fly away. He wouldn't leave the other frogs to face the witches alone. Matilda and Hop returned to the carnival show. In the days that followed, Matilda was unusually quiet and kept to herself. Each time Hop tried to jump into her pocket, she dumped him out.
"Whatever is wrong, Matilda dear?"
asked Gruella, who sat down beside her.
"Here, perhaps you need a little essence of frog."
Matilda felt her stomach turn.
No thanks,
was all she could say.
"I think we should all cook something special in a cauldron together,"
suggested Prusella.
"That's how to cheer up a witch."
Matilda said nothing.
"Come now, Matilda. We have been working on a special brew. Come see what we've made,"
said Gruella, cackling. Inside the black tent where the witches kept their cauldrons, Matilda realized it was a trap. One thing about witches not everyone knows, witches have a special love for their brooms. Matilda's broom had been taken hostage.
"Now, Matilda, dear,"
purred Prusella, petting Matilda's captive broom.
"You left us no choice. It's very simple. Bring us the frog, and we'll let your broom go."
But, cried Matilda, "you don't understand. We don't need essence of frog."
The brooms bristled, and the witches gasped. Drusilla thought she might faint.
"Oh, we understand perfectly well,"
answered Prusella.
"The frog said you are pretty to save his own skin. No witch can be pretty without essence of frog. That frog is a liar."
"You have one day to make up your mind, dear. You know what we will do to the broom," warned Gruella.
Crying, Matilda ran from the tent. What can a witch do when she has lost all her wicked?
"Oh, Hop, my broom is in terrible danger,"
sobbed the witch who sat by the pond.
"I can't convince the other witches. Frogs don't make them pretty."
Hop sighed. What could he say? It made him sad to see the witch cry. Thinking to himself, Hop made a plan. The very next night, after the show, Hop turned himself in.
"What a good, loyal frog you are," crowed Gruella.
She patted his head.
"Yet a fool to care for Matilda."
Drusilla agreed. She let Matilda's frightened broom go.
"Stay for a spell," said Prusella to Hop. "Stay and see all the people, poof, turn into frogs."
Hop watched as all the townspeople came into the tent for their Rannus Razzle treat.
"Croak,"
said Hop. The witches didn't speak frog, so they couldn't know the frogs had a plan.
"Oh my,"
screamed a woman.
"I think there's a frog in my drink."
"Ah!"
screeched another woman. A second frog popped out of a glass and kissed the woman square on the face.
"I was just kissed by a frog."
Hop croaked again, and the frogs came in from every which way. Frogs on the tables, frogs under hats, frogs dangling from pockets, a frog in each glass. They hopped onto the people. They croaked in their ears. They hung from their glasses and clung to their beards. Then, in a bizarre turn of events, the frogs all began to sing about sharing their warts. The wicked witches watched in utter dismay as the people ran from the tent, yelling,
"Warts are contagious! Quick, get away!"
"What in the wicked witch?"
screeched Drusilla.
"After them!"
Prusilla cried, reaching for her broom. But it was too late. The frogs had tied knots in the broom's straw. Just when the witches thought it could not get any worse, the choir frogs started to drink all the Rannus Razzle brew.
Poof!
The choir frogs turned back into people. The witches stood there, stunned.
"Ribbit, ribbit, we were once frogs. Ribbit, ribbit, poor witches lost all their pollywogs.
sang the townsfolk, leaving the tent. The witches turned their wicked gazes on Hop.
There is still one frog left, cackled Priscilla.
And no more brew to drink to change him back, smirked Gruella.
Hop gulped. He didn't want to become Essence of Frog. Alas, there was no one to save him.
Ribbit!
Cried Matilda, zooming into the room on her broom. Hop turned quick and jumped. And the good witch, who had lost all of her wicked, flew away with the frog in her pocket. Hop, how did the frogs know the Rannus Razzle Brew was also the antidote? Asked Matilda sometime later. Hop croaked.
Sometimes the cauldrons stir themselves. Now and again, the frogs spy on the witches. I learned a lot riding around in your pocket.
Ribbit, ribbit, replied the good witch Matilda.
The end. Thank you for supporting independent children's author L.D. Burr. If you enjoyed The Carnival Witches, visit ldburr.com to purchase more stories for early and advancing readers. Please do not copy or redistribute this audiobook, as every purchase helps the author create new magical adventures for young listeners. If you enjoyed this story, follow L.D. Burr on Instagram, Facebook, and X, and invite your family and friends to follow as well. You can also join Burr's Storybook Club to receive email updates on new releases, limited-time sales, and author news.